Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 30th of September. It is, of course, 2008. I was going to say 2007. It is 2008. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. A very rainy day here in Washington, D.C. Of course, it's raining all over America. You know what I mean by that, by this horrible situation that our misrulers have gotten us into. These Neanderthals that run Wall Street, the media, all sorts of interrelated industries, rackets. Number of items to discuss here with you this evening, ladies and gentlemen, but after a bit, I want to go back to a brief conversation we had last night with Dave from Massachusetts, one of our regular callers, who we talked a little bit about 911 last night and whether or not there were rogue elements of the CIA and the Mossad, or not rogue elements of the CIA and the FBI involved with Israel's Mossad in that horrible crime. I would like to talk a little bit more about that. If Dave's listening tonight, I would urge him to call in because it's certainly more than appropriate that we continue that conversation. I'm shuffling through a lot of papers here, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of interesting things. I always qualify by saying I think it's interesting. I opened up my briefcase and discovered an extraordinary amount of things that I thought were interesting, some things that I wanted to mail to some people, some things I wanted to talk about on the air, some things I wanted to talk about from American Free Press, for American Free Press. And I think you probably share the same problem, this overload of information. We want to communicate it to so many people because we think it's important. Now, here is something interesting. You know, a lot of people love Sweet Sarah, the governor of Alaska. But what's very revealing today in the Washington Times is there's an article entitled, Let Palin Be Palin. Mrs. Palin should be herself. She doesn't have to pretend everything and shouldn't pretend she does. Basically, this article is saying that, yes, Sarah Palin is the kind of lady we need as vice president. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the very fact of who it is that is endorsing Sarah Palin and saying that Sarah Palin should be allowed to say what she thinks is what frightens me. It's no less than Frank Gaffney Jr. He's president of the Center for Security Policy. Now, that's an operation that's essentially a front for William Kristol, the leading neoconservative, or as some call them, the kosher conservatives. Very, very interesting. Yeah, this Gaffney fellow, although I'm told he's not of Jewish origin, the rumor has been, and I've never been able to pin it down, the rumor has been that he converted to Judaism. Jewish or not. And no, we're not going to get into a debate over what the word Jewish means, what the word Israeli means. I'm just using that general term, ladies and gentlemen, that people understand. Whether or not Gaffney is Jewish or not is irrelevant, because what we do know is that going back to the 1970s, he worked very closely with Richard Perle and Paul Wolfowitz and a whole gang of other criminals who were associated with Senator Henry Jackson, who was one of Democrat of Washington, who was at that time perhaps the leading shill for Israel in the United States Senate. Well, Frank Gaffney Jr. thinks Sarah Palin's absolutely dandy, splendid. Says it all for me, folks. All right, stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I hope some of you had a chance to tune in to the broadcast that I did with Daryl Bradford Smith over at IamTheWitness.com. That broadcast, of course, was done on Saturday, and it was up on the website last time I looked. Incidentally, you know, before it wasn't on the broadcast itself, but when Daryl and I had a chance to chat off the air, I told Daryl some things that I had never talked about on the air. Well, I should say I talked about it on the air, but didn't name any names. I actually talked about it on this show one time without mentioning any names. But needless to say, I told Daryl that, in fact, I was referring to Christopher Boleyn, the famous Christopher Boleyn. And Daryl and I were comparing some notes on Boleyn, and we've pretty much reached a very similar conclusion about Boleyn and his background, so to speak. But be that as it may, sometime on the air, I will tell the stories in detail. Two or three rather eye-opening stories which indicate to me that Christopher Boleyn had targeted me personally a long, long time before he ever popped up in the American Free Press radar screen, that his whole approach to cozy up to me through publicly advocating for my book Final Judgment was part of a long-standing intelligence operation. And since since all of those events that have gone down and looking at some of Boleyn's connections and some of his activities, I can understand now. You know, it's funny, when you're in the midst of something, you don't quite understand it or recognize all the details at work. But when you can step back and look at the big picture, you understand it. Well, enough said about that reprehensible character, Boleyn. Interesting. I mentioned this. The Nation magazine, October 6th. I want to read you just a couple paragraphs, the opening paragraphs of a story by Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Sidney Schoenberg. He's been a reporter and columnist for the New York Times, Newsday, and the Village Voice. He has reported extensively on the POW story. But this is in The Nation magazine, ladies and gentlemen, a kind of a left-wing. That's a good magazine in many respects. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are Jewish people who publish it. So let's put that on there for the record. Michael Collins Piper has endorsed an article by a gentleman with a Jewish name writing in a publication which is published by Jewish people. Well, listen to what Sidney Schoenberg says. John McCain, who has risen to political prominence on his image as a Vietnam POW war hero, has inexplicably worked very hard to hide from the public stunning information about American prisoners in Vietnam who, unlike him, didn't return home. Throughout his Senate career, McCain has quietly sponsored and pushed into federal law a set of prohibitions that keep the most revealing information about these men buried as classified documents. Thus, the war hero people would logically imagine to be a determined crusader for the interests of POWs and their families, became instead the strange champion of hiding the evidence and closing the books. Almost as striking is the manner in which the mainstream press has shied from reporting the POW story and McCain's role in it, even as McCain has made his military service and POW history the focus of his presidential campaign. Reporters who had covered the Vietnam War have also turned their heads and walked in other directions. McCain doesn't talk about the, forgive me, I'm changing the pages, the McCain doesn't talk about the missing men, and the press never asks him about them. The sum of the secrets McCain has sought to hide is not small. Well, the article goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen, and I must tell you, it goes on and on reporting things that the late, great Mike Blair, my friend and colleague at the Spotlight and later American Free Press, reported over a period of, 25 years, none of this appearing in The Nation. I shouldn't say that. I should qualify it. I should say much of what appears in this article has already been reported in the Spotlight and in American Free Press in detail. But I have to congratulate Sidney Schoenberg for doing an excellent overview of a very disturbing story. This horrible piece of garbage, McCain, you know, this is another one of those stories that I just love to wave in the face of my good friend, the big shot lawyer, and say to him, why, if you support the troops, as my friend always says, we've got to support the troops, why, if he supports the troops, why does he then support John McCain, who doesn't support the troops? John McCain doesn't support the troops, ladies and gentlemen. Ask the members of the POW and MIA families. Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you something, this guy, John McCain, I'll tell you, if I were a member of the POW or MIA families, let me qualify this, ladies and gentlemen. If I were a member of a POW or MIA family, and I am not, but if I were, and I were shaking John McCain's crippled arm, I'd shake it real, real hard and make it hurt. No, Secret Service, I'm not threatening John McCain. Don't come and arrest me. I don't have time to deal with it. I've qualified everything I said there. If I were a member of the POW family shaking John McCain's hand, I would shake his arm till it hurt. I'm not a member of a POW family, first of all. Second of all, I would never shake John McCain's hand. I think the man is a piece of garbage, and I think his record proves it. Speaking of records, you know, Senator Sam Brownback is another outrageous shill for Israel and its lobby on Capitol Hill. Senator Brownback a few years ago, and I wrote about this in American Free Press and in my book, The Judas Goats, I described how Senator Brownback and the former unlamented Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, who used to trip over each other to try to prove their fealty, their loyalty, their devotion to Israel and to the Jewish people, even though, believe it or not, they're not Protestant dispensationalists. Both of them are Roman Catholics, ladies and gentlemen. This guy Brownback actually once proposed setting up a tribunal to put on trial, essentially, ladies and gentlemen, students and college professors who were suspected of having made quote-unquote anti-Semitic or anti-Israel statements in college classrooms. I'm giving you the 20-cent version of a $5 story, but I'm telling you that is exactly what he proposed. And a funny thing is, when I first reported on this in American Free Press, people from Santorum's office said this was a, I think they said it was an urban legend, and then other people said, oh, this was a story concocted by a Holocaust denier. The funny thing is, folks, I heard about the story from a little news blurb in the Washington Post, very small blurb, that was based on a story written by the pro-Israel New York Sun, published by self-described atheist or agnostic Michael Steinhardt, who at the same time is a valued defender of Israel and a supporter of Israeli cultural and political institutions. So this story that was an urban legend, if it was an urban legend, it was concocted by a pro-Israel newspaper. But they said, no, this is some story that came out of the pen of a Holocaust denier. A lie. Anyway, I digress, because the reason why I brought up Senator Sam Brownback, I read in the little newspaper, I believe it's The Hill. Yes, that's a newspaper that circulates on Capitol Hill, largely within the legislative community, so to speak, up here among Congress and their staffs. They have all sorts of profiles about people and stories about what's going on in Congress. Every once in a while you find something interesting in it. Well, it turns out that Senator Brownback has had interns working in his office. Well, now, what's unusual about that? Nothing. We have student interns going to Capitol Hill all the time. I've known a lot of people who've been interns on Capitol Hill. Well, it turns out that interns from Sudan, Korea, and Israel have graced the three-term senator's office. Well, if any of you are out there from Kansas, and you ever wanted to get your grandson or granddaughter or your niece or nephew or son or daughter as an intern in Senator Brownback's office, and they tell you the slots are all filled, you call them up and say, what, you have filled them with somebody from Israel or Korea or Sudan? And if they say, well, yes, and if they won't answer the question, you say, well, do you have foreign students working in the senator's office? And if they say yes, then you tell them, well, you get them the hell out of there and make room for my son or my granddaughter or my niece or nephew. You tell your senator, Senator Brownback, to get them the hell out of there and make room for Americans, because we know damn well that America needs to look out for America and for American citizens. And you tell them, after all, Senator, isn't that the Republican Party's campaign slogan this year, country first? Then again, you might want to ask Senator Brownback, which country do you put first, Senator? The United States or Israel? And I tell you what, in this guy's head, the United States and Israel are one. They are indistinguishable. We're all Israelis now. God Almighty. Well, I'll tell you an amusing, disturbing, disgusting story about this vile little professor up at Villanova University, Andrew Mathis, when we come back, just to show you what a conniving little creep this scumball is. My God, forgive my graphic talking, ladies and gentlemen. He really is. He really is right out of the sewer.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartavite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartavite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here. Hey, we have Dave from Massachusetts lined up. We're going to talk to him in a few minutes here. Talk about what we were talking about last night. I mentioned before the break this little worm, Andrew Mathis. This guy is a real worm. He once accused me of threatening his life, which was a bunch of lies. In any case, the guy actually made threats against Mark Glenn and his family. Mark Glenn and his wife and 8 children. And the guy's a real troublemaker. He apparently is a convert to Judaism. He's apparently a convert to Judaism and has made it his mission to attack people who he believes are somehow hostile to Judaism and to the state of Israel. And he even calls himself a post-Zionist. That's one of those funny little terms that they use in the debate about the current state of the gangster state of Israel established on stolen soil. Well, now, here's his latest outrage. I just found out, you know, I appeared on Daryl Bradford Smith's program the other day and spoke about the number of eminent anti-Zionist Jews whom I have been privileged to know, including them as personal friends and colleagues over the many years that I've been involved in this movement or non-movement. And one of them, of course, was the late Jack Bernstein, the author of that fantastic little work, My Life as an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. In fact, Jack was the author of a second book, which I had even forgotten that he had written, and which I came across in my files here the other day. Well, what's amazing is Andrew Mathis is now claiming that Jack Bernstein never existed, that he was a fabrication of a guy by the name of Len Martin. Now, Len Martin has been dead, to the best of my knowledge, for some years. But I want to tell you something, folks. Now, the original publisher of Jack Bernstein's book, the original publication of Jack Bernstein's book was sponsored by Willis Cardo, my colleague at American Free Press and the Barnes Review and earlier, of course, Liberty Lobby. And there was a picture of Jack Bernstein on the back of that book. Now, I found out about Mathis's lies saying that Jack Bernstein never existed. There was never any proof of his existence other than that book. And, of course, bear in mind that Jack Bernstein died a long, long time before the rise of the Internet, so he never developed any Internet identity. He was just basically a regular Joe, or dare I say, a regular Jew. He was just a regular American. He went over to the Middle East and discovered Israel was not quite the best thing since sliced bread. Well, let's put it this way, folks. I knew a Jewish guy named Jack Bernstein, or he told me his name was Jack Bernstein. He had red hair. He had a goatee. He smoked a pipe. He often wore military fatigues. I do believe he may have been an ex-Marine. I'm not sure about that. Jack went over to the Philippines to get a mail-order bride, as a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen. I can't remember if he ever actually brought the bride back. Don't think he did, but when he came back, he died not long after of some unknown disease believed to have been picked up in the tropics. And at that time, I actually helped put up some money to help bury Jack Bernstein because he had no estate to speak of. So I can only tell you that I knew someone named Jack Bernstein who claimed to be the author of the book and whose picture certainly was published on that book. Now, here's the irony of it, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the real big final irony of the situation, which just goes to show you that you probably shouldn't throw away things, even if you think they're no longer any good. Back in 2001, after Mark Weber, this little criminal who is the front man for the people who secretly control the Institute for Historical Review, after this guy, Mark Weber, and his handler, Andrew Allen, of Tiburon, California, Belvedere Real Estate Company, big shot guy with all sorts of international connections, after they drove Liberty Lobby out of business, we had to clean the office out because, of course, we lost our historic headquarters. And I was in charge of cleaning out the small legal office that we had there because I was basically the only one who knew what was good and what wasn't. And you know what I held in my hand, ladies and gentlemen? I held in my hand a file of personal papers relating to the late Jack Bernstein. Documents regarding, I think, maybe his military service or maybe even his birth certificate. And I do believe he was born in Brooklyn or the Bronx or Queens. He was born in New York. That just jumps back in my mind right now. I believe it was his birth certificate and his death certificate and just several other matters because I believe Liberty Lobby helped pay for Jack's funeral because I know some of us did help pay for it. Well, anyway, I had this file in my hands, and this was years after Jack had died. And I said, well, you know, Jack, hey, you were a good guy. God bless you. And I threw that file out. Little did I know that many, many, many years later, this rotten little piece of garbage up at Villanova University, Andrew Mathis, would be a Jack Bernstein denier and deny the man his very existence. That's what kind of garbage we have out there in the Zionist movement, ladies and gentlemen. He would deny the very existence, the life of an anti-Zionist Jew, the late Jack Bernstein, my friend. Andrew Mathis will definitely go to hell, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Colin Pfeiffer here. We are going to go to the phones here now. I want to bring up Dave from Massachusetts, assuming this is Dave. I think it is.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Dave, all right? You never can tell. I know two Daves from Massachusetts, and the other one doesn't have the Internet anymore, but I was pleased to see him here in Washington a couple weeks ago. Anyway, Dave, I wanted to continue our friendly debate, which is exactly what it was from last evening. Just to refresh our listeners or to let those who don't know of what we were talking about, last night, and I think this is an accurate summary, you called and said that you had heard Tex Mars on one of his broadcasts saying that rogue elements of the CIA and the FBI were responsible for participation in the 9-1-1 conspiracy alongside Israel's Mossad. Now, you raised the point, Dave, that you did not think that they would be rogue elements inside the CIA and the FBI because I guess it was your opinion that it had to have been that if there were elements in the CIA and the FBI that participated, then it had to have been directed from the top of those agencies. Is that an accurate assessment of it?
Yeah, more or less, Michael. In other words, I feel like it's almost like, and let me just quickly say, Michael, this, of course, isn't directed against Tex at all. I think
and I understand that, and I think if Tex would have heard that, he would understand exactly what you were saying, yeah.
Because it's not just Tex, or most patriots would describe it as like rogue elements, so it's very common to describe it that way, but So I'm trying to get away from characterizing it as rogue elements. Because to me, Michael, basically it's a cop-out, and it lets them off the hook or something. It's
Okay, Dave, let me interrupt, okay, because that's a good point. Yes, I would agree with that, that from that context, yes, it is. It does tend to be a lot of people – here, let me start again. What I agree with you, that does tend to be a cop-out, and this has been something – that I have seen over the years and a part of many people, they don't want to go too far. They want to say, oh, well, I'm not blaming the entire CIA or I'm not blaming the entire FBI. I'm only blaming bad elements in there, the rogue elements, as people often call them. But let me say this, Dave, in regard to that, you know, I was thinking even about my own writings about the Kennedy assassination. Now, I very specifically name a couple names of people in the CIA who I believe who were definitely involved in some capacity in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. But, for example, even though I think that the activities designed to bring about President Kennedy's death were coming from the highest levels of the CIA, I don't believe, however, that CIA Director John McCone was himself part of the conspiracy. In fact, he was President Kennedy's appointee to become director of the CIA, and he was a fellow Roman Catholic, number one. Number two, he was a longtime close friend of the Kennedy family. And number three, the Israeli loyalists who were active in the CIA were often conducting a lot of pro-Israel activities behind the back of the CIA director, just as, conversely, President Kennedy and Attorney General Bobby Kennedy were conducting a lot of anti-Israel activities through the office of John McCain behind the backs of the pro-Israel elements in the CIA. So you know, I'm not sure who were the rogue elements in the CIA, whether it was the CIA director himself or whether it was some of these pro-Israel elements like James Angleton. So the way I look at it, Dave, that there are a lot of factions within these agencies, and sometimes they have been co-opted or corrupted, having been bought off or blackmailed in some way, and they have been used. So I don't think that everybody, and let me add this much, that after a major event like a presidential assassination or this 911 event or the Oklahoma City bombing, I mean, just to name a few that I think it can pretty safely be said that elements of Israeli intelligence in collaboration with their allies in American intelligence and law enforcement, after these events take place, they've been so compartmentalized in the first place that not everybody knows about them. It's not like it's an agency-wide knowledge that there were CIA people or FBI people involved. And those who do suspect it are kind of, you know, in a jam. They're between a rock and a hard place because, let's face it, their careers are on the line. Their lives are on the line. So yeah. I guess that's my point there, Dave, but well, go ahead. I've said what I think I have to say about it, but I want to hear if you have anything more to say.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Michael. You know, Michael, I do. After I talked to you last night, I was meditating upon this and everything, and I'd like to tell a story. The title of this call tonight, I actually have a title for this call.
Okay.
It's the title of the call is Rogue Elements and Rogue Elephants.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like to take a trip to India with me, Michael?
Okay.
I'll pay for everything. I got an unexpected financial windfall, and all the listening audience, whoever wants to go, can go on this tour over to India with me. All expenses paid. In the interest of time and everything, off we go to India and everything, and we're over in India and touring around India, and, you know, we're having the time of our lives. We all get to see the faces that go with the voices, and, you know, the Indian people are so lovely and congenial, and, we're just having an all-around ball over there. And anyways, we wind up, Michael, in this, large Indian village. I guess it's rural, you know, but a large rural Indian village. And anyways, we're just enjoying ourselves. It's a great time. But then suddenly suddenly something goes wrong, Michael, and we see a bunch of people running, and they're running, and like they're running for their lives, in a state of panic, like they're being terrorized and everything, just like on 9/11, down there at the Twin Towers, you know. And so anyways, we all wonder what the heck is up and everything. Well, anyways, Michael, we see this rogue elephant.
Okay.
Now, this rogue elephant, you know, he's romping and stomping. He's stomping on people, killing them. You know, he's picking up people with his trunk and throwing them way up in the air, and they're falling down, breaking their necks and their backs and everything. And he's just running amok, killing the villagers and everything. So anyways, you know, we're on our tour here, but we say, hey, something's got to be done here and everything. So we seek out the authorities, Michael, you know. The authorities of the village and everything. We find them and we apprise them of what's going on, of all this terror and this rogue elephant running amok and everything. And anyways, they kind of just look back at us with blank faces or something. And so naturally we say, well, aren't you going to do something? Aren't you going to kill this rogue elephant? Aren't you going to make some effort to stop this rogue elephant and everything? And anyways, finally, one of the leaders there, one of the authorities, the village elder, whoever he is, you know, here, the mayor, could be anybody, but whoever he is, an authority, he just kind of smiles and he says, listen, let me try to explain something to you. You folks are foreigners. You folks are outsiders and everything. You can't really understand our community, our village and everything, but this rogue elephant, okay, is actually part of our community. And this rogue elephant goes back a long, long time, and actually there's a whole mystique about this rogue elephant. In fact, a lot of the villagers have actually call it the sacred rogue elephant. the villagers have learned that anybody who comes against this sacred rogue elephant, they become cursed and they die, they find them dead, they turn up dead, under all kinds of mysterious circumstances, and supposedly they're committing suicide and everything.
By shooting themselves five times in the head, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and five times in the back of the head, yeah. Anyways, Michael, we're just told that
this is how it is.
Sacred rogue elephant is part of our community, part of our village, in other words, so obviously this village, of course, Michael, is like a microcosm of the what I talked about last night, the intelligence community.
Mm-hmm.
The intelligence village, you might say, and so I don't. It's a story, and people can draw different conclusions, but it kind of implies that maybe even intelligence agents themselves, maybe if they mess with this sacred rogue element or this sacred rogue elephant, maybe they're going to turn up dead or love members.
Well, I guess. Kind of to wrap it all up, Dave, what I find though refreshing is that over the years there have been people from the FBI and the CIA and other places, government whistleblowers, you know, who have come out and told the truth increasingly since 9/11, increasingly since the U.S. involvement in a war in Iraq, increasingly in the days following the time that it became apparent that Iran was very much in the gun sights of Israel and her loyalists in this country, who I believe to be traitors to America. And, I think, for example, the prosecution of Jack Abramoff and the prosecution of Louis Libby by the Justice Department, even under the Bush administration, and also not to mention the arrest of this other traitor, this this a single country loyalist, Ami Ben Kadish, up in New Jersey, and these characters from AIPAC who are under the gun in federal court on espionage charges. The very fact that they have been taken into custody, the very fact that they have been, you know, they're facing trial, the very fact, for example, that Jonathan Pollard is serving a life sentence in prison, I think indicates that no matter, or I should say despite the fact that the Zionist Jewish elements are very powerful in this country, particularly within the Justice Department and other government agencies, the fact is that there are people in there who can make their voices heard, and I think this is what scares the hardline Jewish elements that are disloyal to America. I think this is what really scares the hell out of them, because they know that there are a lot of good people in the intelligence agencies, in the military, in the diplomatic community, who are pushing to make their voices heard. And so you know, like I say, I would not broad brush, although I'll have a tendency to do it myself, talking generally about the CIA and the FBI, but I don't believe that those agencies are entirely corrupted and co-opted any more than I believe that, you know, the entire country is in the control of the Jews. Because frankly, I think the very vote in the House of Representatives yesterday, there's a lot of factors. A lot of factors involved in there, a lot of parochial and local concerns on the part of members of Congress. But I don't think there's any question in my own mind that the big, powerful Zionist Jewish money interests that run Wall Street and are connected back to the Rothschild family in Europe, I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that they wanted that bailout. But there was enough popular, I think that what we saw yesterday was not necessarily a populist revolt by members of Congress. But I think what we saw yesterday was an inherently anti-Zionist rebellion on the part of the American people, even though they may not have known it. There was such a rebellion, there was such an outcry by the American people that there were enough members of Congress who were really, for once, maybe more afraid of the American people than they were of the Rothschilds. And I think that's what happened yesterday. I think that there was actually the underlying notion of the rebellion against Wall Street is precisely the kind of thing that scares the Anti-Defamation League, because they realize that more and more people, as they realize how the people are being ripped off, they're going to start looking at who the people are who are ripping them off. I've taken up a lot of time there, Dave. I didn't mean to do that. But anyway, did you have any comments?
Well, I was going to say, I found it very refreshing to see, for the first time, to see Nancy Pelosi's face without that phony wax museum mask-like smile. You know?
Yeah.
She wasn't wearing that, you know?
There was a picture of her in the paper today where she looked like she'd been knocked down the stairs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll just say this too. Just a thought, and maybe you saw it and you can comment on it and stuff. I won't take up time with it. But, you know, I watched General Victor Renoit's speech to the Atlantic Council.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I watched it twice and everything. And, you know, it's so eerie, Michael. We've talked about the CIA and the FBI, but also the Air Force isn't on this thing, too. But, you know, it's so creepy, Michael. He's talking about this NORTHCOM and this whole agenda, actually like kind of like the military version or the military face of the North American Union. But on more than one occasion, I forget how many times, more than once, though, maybe two or three or four times, he uses the expression, based on the reality of 9/11, you know, we have to do this and that. And based on the reality of 9/11, we have to sacrifice a little bit of freedom for security and everything. And I'm looking at this, top man in the Air Force and everything, and it's just so creepy. Of course, you know, he's supposedly basing everything on, the reality he's basing it on is, you know, the official Bush administration.
Of course, yeah.
Conspiracy. You know, he must know things about 9/11 and everything that would you know, make us all look like the Hardy Boys or something.
You know what it is. We have traitors, and then we have traitors. I don't know if he's one of them, but I do know that if he knows better, he should tell us. And if he isn't telling us, then maybe he should be hung as a traitor that he must be. So, yep. You know, what can I say? Dave, I got to move on. I want to squeeze in one more caller, but I appreciate you calling in. Thought it was little exchange from my perspective, and I hope the listeners found it so as well. Stay tuned, folks. We have a couple more minutes. We'll bring up Bill from Ohio.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We've got Bill in Ohio. We can squeeze Bill in here for the last couple minutes. Bill, sorry to keep you waiting, but I wanted to chat with Dave. Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, that's okay, Mike. Anytime. Hey, number one, God bless you and all that you do. You carry this weapon of the truth, and with it, Mike, you just slay these propagandists and liars and shills. And let me just kind of segue into what I want to mention here. I heard your debate with this shill propagandist by the name of Eric Phelps. You absolutely crucified him. And with the truth, he's one of these guys, for your listeners, that goes around blaming everything on the Jesuits rather than the Zionists. And it was a long debate. You absolutely kicked his behind. As it turns out now, someone has done some research on Eric John Phelps on the Internet. He is vice president of a company called Louvehm, L-O-W-V-E-H-M, and basically they offer the finest quality diamonds available on today's market, Israeli cutters being the best in the world. We order direct from Tel Aviv's world-famous diamond district. And then it goes on and on, and then Eric signs his name, the vice president. He admits that this is his company, his wife's a certified gemologist, et cetera, et cetera. So I knew that there somewhere was a rat. I wasn't sure where it was, but, yeah, he's been snuffed out. And, it was just a really, you know, with a little bit of logic, Mike, and the truth, that you have, it's amazing what you can do.
Well, I'm very interested to know that. That explains a lot of things about Mr. Phelps. He's in business with the Israeli diamond racket. Oh,
imagine.
Well, that tells us everything we need. Bill, thank you for that information.
So take care,
bud.
Have a great night. I'll let you go. Have a good one.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Okay, we'll see.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that tells you everything you need to know. What's unfortunate, though, is that this guy who is in with the Israelis, this guy Phelps, has a lot of influence in the Patriot movement, inexplicably. But that comes as no surprise. This is the Patriot movement has long been targeted. The nationalist movement has long been targeted. And sometimes the targeting is just so direct and in your face that people just almost find it too hard to believe. Well, you learn something new every day. Who wants us to believe the Jesuits are behind it? A guy who's working with the Israelis. Oh, I've heard it all now, ladies and gentlemen. Well, no, I probably haven't. It's probably going to get worse before it gets better. What can I tell you, folks? All right, well, we are closing up here for the evening. Sorry to those callers who were waiting online, but I did want to have that chat with Dave kind of as a follow-up. In any case, I appreciate you listening in. God willing, we'll be here tomorrow night. Thursday night, folks, I have to confess, I think I'm actually going to watch that debate between Palin and Biden. So I probably won't be here live on Thursday night, but God willing, I will be here tomorrow night. So in the meantime, stay tuned for more good programming on this RBN, RepublicBroadcasting.org.